morning. You are listening to 3CR Community Radio. I'd like to begin by paying my respects and acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast, both the Wurundjeri and the Boonwurrung people. Pay my respects to their elders, past, present and emerging. Acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded and that the First Peoples of Australia are the longest continuing culture in the world and resilient and proud. I'm a bit shell-shocked, I must admit, probably by now people will be acknowledging on air that 3CR is in mourning for a long-time volunteer definitely one of the special and dedicated people associated with 3CR over the years. So this whole show is really about and dedicated to that volunteer, and their name is Michael Smith. I've been a volunteer at 3CR and came to 3CR in mid-1998 and very soon after met and became friends and colleagues and, you know, have a deep love for Michael Smith. And, I was fortunate to be paired up to do sound engineering for bands that came and played live on his Saturday afternoon program, Let Your Freak Flag Fly, for a period of about, till about 2010. So that's about 12 years or so. We collaborated for a couple of years on a record label too, Weather Records, although it was definitely Michael's vision, and he was very much the creative force behind that. I didn't do a lot, but, you know, it was nice to be asked and participate as well. Bear with me, this show is going out on the first day of 2021, but actually it's been recorded the day before Christmas and the news is very fresh, and I'm I'm still in shock. I haven't processed it. Maybe this will help to process it. Michael Smith was, as I said, beloved. He has a chapter dedicated to him in the 3CR book that came out on its 40th anniversary. So I know he was beloved by Uncle Gilla. You know, Michael was the kind of person who wouldn't say no to anything, but he was also very dedicated and far ahead of us in terms of being present and showing up and, being an ally to First Nations people, as they called it. So, we started off the show with the first release off of Michael Smith's Weather Records, the Stabs' first release ever. It was a 7-inch called Waiting. And next week we'll play a little bit more from Weather Records. This week I thought, you know, 3CR, I mean 3CR, Michael loved nothing more than local music, and, you know, like his show Let Your Freak Flag Fly, you know, music that really pushed boundaries, and, you know, and he loved 3CR. So He was also, you know, a pretty consistent documentarian and historian as well of these things, audio historian. So I thought, what better way to celebrate Michael Smith than to play artists playing live for a benefit for 3CR, probably 2003, you know, almost 20 years ago, but it seems like yesterday, a 3CR benefit in July at the Q Bar. I can't even remember where the Q Bar was on Brunswick Street. I was at this gig, I don't remember. And not because of anything else, but that, you know, I'm in my 40s and I've had a child and lots of things have fallen out of my head. And unfortunately, this was one of them. But at least I have, you know, a little box set, you know, just, you know, a box set. It wasn't sold or anything. It was just, you know, given to people involved to remember it by and remember the work that Michael, you know, put in and was, you know, loved 3CR and loved live music and musicians, and he touched a lot of people. A lot of people are going to be devastated and want to celebrate him. So, we're going to take up the program playing from that benefit, and we're going to start off with Seth Rees. This wasn't a titled, or if it was titled, we didn't know what it was called, from that 3CR benefit way back in 2003 at the Q Bar, another time, another galaxy. Oops, sorry.
Okay, so this is Shebop. And so is this. And this. Shebop, a program that explores feminist issues. Tune in Mondays, 10:30 a.m. for a show where only women get to speak, but everyone can listen.
And you are listening to 3CR Community Radio on 3CR Community Radio. Sorry. Oh, dear. The show is Wayward Girl and we are, my name's Lottie, filling in for Left After Breakfast through January, a lot of the summer. And the whole show is dedicated to Michael Smith, a long time volunteer, and that really doesn't encapsulate what he did or what he meant to and what the station meant to him. He dedicated a lot of his life, a lot of his energy to 3CR, and he would organise benefit gigs. This being one of them. You've been hearing live tracks from a gig from July 2013, I think, or 14. I don't even know. I can't remember. So that was, we started off that set with Seth Reese, an untitled track, and then you heard another untitled track from Go Genre Everything, two artists that Michael would have had multiple times on his show over the years, Let Your Freak Flag Fly. I know because I was there. I invariably mixed the live tour. So, yeah, and, yeah, both Seth and Zach and Jen really, you know, had a lot of respect and liked, you know, Michael. And, yeah, when he asked if they would play benefit gigs, they would invariably. So, yeah, he was beloved by many, 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 many people across the station, across Melbourne, across Australia, across the world. He was very dedicated and a special, one of those special human beings, and touched a lot of people's lives. I can't describe how beloved he is to so many people. So, yeah, we'll continue on. Next up, you're going to hear from a band On that morphed into, oh crap, I can't even remember what they morphed into, but yeah, this was a very early version of On when they had Tony and Elise both on bass. They've since relocated back to New Zealand long, long, long time ago. And of course, Marnie and Justin, and the name is on the, and Tim on drums. So, yeah, wow, memory hasn't failed. Okay, so we are going to hear another untitled track from On, a band, yeah, that Michael definitely loved. So, yeah, here we go.
So, let's go. genocide here is a lot more sneaky than it is in Rwanda or other places around the world. It's one thing white fellas learnt in the last 200 years to be very sneaky about their genocide. You look at the 38 nations that were here before white settlement, and then you count up the numbers that are still surviving, still out there doing their business on their country. Well, there's only 25 left, so what happened to the other 13?
Let's talk about the Black GST. Genocide to be stopped, sovereignty acknowledged and treaties made. Tune into Fire First every Wednesday from 11am till 12 midday on 3CR with Robbie Thorpe.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Wayward Girl on 3CR, filling in for Left After Breakfast for this first day. Well, if you kind of acknowledge the whatever calendar, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, 2021, January 1st, whatever, is time real? Anyway. My name's Lottie, and we've been dedicating this whole show to long-time 3CR person Michael Smith, who has passed away too young and, yeah, left a beloved space in many people's minds, hearts, spirits. He was a generous human. He could be maddening, you know. He did not like confrontation. So if he was just not able to get himself somewhere he'd committed to be, he would disappear. You would not be able to get a hold of him. He would not acknowledge that being missing. He would just show up again one day. We all got used to it, you know, and it's because he gave so much. He at 3CR, you know, he volunteered as a trainer. He did his show. He helped with Radiothon. He helped with other people's Radiothons. He did sound engineering. He did outside broadcasting. He would be there. He would show up. He would help with recording. You know, it would basically help with most things, you know, and a lot of people came to rely on him, maybe even take him for granted. But, we all knew how special he was, and, you know, we are, you know, this year, well, no, not this year, 2020, you're hearing this on the first. I'm actually recording this the day before Christmas and quite soon after we all kind of learned of what happened. But, it's a hard year for a lot of people. And part of what made it hard was not being able to see people, to be around them, to just be with the people that you like, that you love, run into them. Like I didn't, you know, life takes people in different directions and journeys, and, you know, my journey kind of diverted me away from my friend for a long time. I would still run into him though, and foster that connection. But this year I wasn't able to. For one reason or another, be it lockdown, be it whatnot, this year made it almost impossible to see him. So, yeah. But his spirit is ever present, and 3CR will be, I think, celebrating Michael Smith later on in the month, in the year, because a lot of people will want to do that, and across many, many different ages, interests, backgrounds, everything. He touched so many people. So, yes, we've been playing live pieces from a 3CR benefit he organised, and from the, I'm thinking 2014 now, not necessarily 2013. You know, it takes a while to get your head. 2004, not 2003. Sorry, I'm even getting the decade wrong. At the Q Bar in Brunswick Street, you heard in that set from On. And then from what became the Stabs and was called Jody Moore at the time, and that was an untitled track. I don't even know if they ever recorded that. My memory's hazy, but yeah. He was one of the Stabs' first champions. He put out their first single in on his Weather Records label in 2004. And yeah, he loved music. He did it. He ran Weather Records. There was no business acumen. He wasn't out to make any money. He lost money. I lost money. I put money into it, lost it. He did it for the love only. He kind of dug that whole Factory Records ethos. So, you know, Weather Records would throw a party and it would get a catalogue number within Weather Records. It was just that kind of just celebrated music and musicians and, you know, that kind of giving. So, yeah, we'll hear one more artist from that gig before we say goodbye for this week. You're going to hear from Bowl of Dick, which is Matt Gleason from Burning Vinyl. And, sending lots of love to Matt. He was probably the closest to Michael at this time. So, yeah. And they certainly had a lot of adventures together, you know, brothers, not literally brothers, but brothers, and just sending my respect to Michael's family and everyone who was close to him. So, and everyone who knew him and who remembers him and mourns him. So, yes, this is Bowl of Dick. And actually not an untitled track. This is called Yuppie Barmaid. have come to the end of Wayward Girl on 3CR, filling in for Left After Breakfast. Thank you for listening to this tribute to Michael Smith. And, yeah, stay tuned for another year of amazing programming at 3CR 2021. So we'll be back next week and, yeah, see you later.